It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Come on, man. I need to hear y'all today. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Four Wolves Takes, where your boy Artis Woods will bring you four fresh Minnesota Timberwolves takes. Y'all know why I'm here. Y'all know why I'm excited. First off, I'm here for another episode of Four Wolves Takes. But y'all know why I'm geeked today. Y'all know why I'm excited today. The Wolves up 2-0 on the defending champs. 2-0. Those two games was in Denver. Now we're going back to Minnesota. Those two games were in Denver. Now we're headed back to Minnesota. Up 2-0. I'm excited. I said it on Taxi Squad. I've hinted at it here on Four Wolves Takes. I've said it publicly on my social medias, on my social media pages. I wanted this matchup. I wanted this particular matchup because I felt like, now let me just, I didn't expect what's happening so far. I'm not going to lie. I didn't expect to be up 2-0 going back to Minnesota. But what I did expect is for the Wolves to match up well with the Nuggets. What I did expect is that defense to bother the Denver Nuggets. What I did expect is for the Wolves to be well-coached and prepared for this moment. As you see in the thumbnail, they are ready for this moment. They have been built for this moment. They match up perfectly with these guys, and we are now seeing it on the biggest level possible in this year's playoffs in the Western Conference semifinals. This has been impressive, yo. Let's get to these takes. Let's get to these texts, man. Let's get to these texts. I have a lot to get to today. Let me just start with something a little nuclear. Now, if you watched Flagrant House after game one, I was on that episode with Phil Mackey, Kyle Tighe, and a lot of the fans. And I said this there. I'm going to repeat it here because it's just as prevalent after game two as it was after game one. Let's get it up on the screen. Ant will be in best player in the world, quote unquote, conversations soon. I put combos. I didn't feel like putting the whole word there. It wasn't going to fit, whatever. But he will be in best player in the world combos soon. When I say soon, I'm talking end of the playoffs soon. That's how soon I'm talking. With the way this man Anthony Edwards is playing the game of basketball right now. First off, let's talk numbers because numbers are important. The man right now is averaging in this here playoffs 32.4 26.3 points per game, shooting 54.7% from the field. With, again, we round up for Timberwolves players. They say 5.8 assists. I say 6. They say 6.8 rebounds. I say 7. So we're looking at 32, shooting 55% from the field with 6 assists and 7 rebounds. This is insane. This is incredible. This is unstoppable. Because when you're not loading up on him, he's getting buckets. When you are loading up on him, he's passing. He's a willing passer. He trusts his teammates. And his teammates, when they are needed, when they are counted on, they are stepping up on both sides of the ball. It is a special thing to watch. And I say he'll be in these conversations by the end of the playoffs, because right now, let's talk about the road that he's going to have to take if he gets out of this round and he advances maybe to the finals. He would have to have gone through Devin Booker, Bradley Beal, and Kevin Durant, Jamal Murray, and Nikola Jokic, who people already say is the best player in the world, and rightfully so, they should. He's the defending champ. He's a multiple-time MVP. They should say he's the best player in the world. Then maybe either Kyrie and Luka or Shea, SGA. And then if they get to the finals, 9 times out of 10, it'll have to be, you got to go through now Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. So when you think about all of these players and the level that they are held to in the league, a lot of these players I just mentioned, coming into the season, people had above Anthony Edwards. And it's understandable, right? But thinking about the fact that you just swept KD and them, you might at this point sweep the defending champs with Jokic. At this rate, who knows what happens next series, depending on who you play, depending on how you match up. I'm not ruling sweeps out at this point. I think I am done ruling out sweeps. These guys are blowing my mind right now. I'm expecting much more competitive series, and these guys are wiping the floor with these teams. Let's call it a spade a spade. All right, let's call it a spade a spade. I'm done saying there's no way they're going to sweep. They might sweep everybody in their path, maybe, on the way to the finals if they get that far. Who knows? We'll see. But he is dominating at every step in almost every game, one way or another, on both sides of the basketball, which is why I say it's going to be hard after this to say he's not the best two-way player in the league. It's going to be hard to say after this, if they continue at this pace, who are you going to say better than Anthony Edwards? People are already saying he's the face of the league, potentially. That's already been talked about. They're already comparing him to MJ and Kobe. Those guys were best players in the league at one point in time, obviously. I'm just saying, I think by the end of this playoffs, they continue at this pace. Anthony Edwards, they might not say he's the best, but he'll undoubtedly be in the conversations for it. Yo, Jokic is there, Luka's there, but yo, Anthony Edwards also, yo, he got a case for best player in the world, and that's something that I'm not sure I expected coming into this season, so shout out to Anthony Edwards for what it looks like, what he's going to do, which is enter these conversations by the end of the playoffs. Take number two is simple. It's Nickeil Alexander-Walker. Notice I have nothing else there but his name. Nickeil Alexander-Walker. No, I have nothing else there but his name. Why? Because I feel like I've been doing him a disservice. I feel like I've been, me personally, I'm not talking about Minnesota media. I'm not talking about anybody else here. I'm not talking about the national media. I'm not talking about the Timberwolves players, the coaches. I'm talking about me, Artis Woods. This is me holding myself accountable. I have not talked about this man enough and how he has contributed to winning basketball for the Wolves. This man, these numbers are not eye-popping, but when you watch, you understand how well this man has been playing. Multiple games over 15 points in the Suns series with 5 assists. And in this series so far, the most recent game, 14 points, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, it's the timely shots that he's making, the momentum-shifting shots that he's making. But most importantly, I have been saying this. Anthony Edwards is the best defender on the Wolves, like perimeter-wise, right? He's the best wing defender. There you go. The best wing defender on the team. then I'll say, or it might be Jaden McDaniels. Jaden McDaniels is the best wing defender on the team. And I always, for whatever reason, just don't bring up Nickeil Alexander-Walker. I know his defense is there, but for whatever reason, I don't bring it up. It's time to bring it up. It's time. Yo. This man is playing Jamal Murray 94 feet. And I don't want to take anything else away from anybody else because Ant is doing it as well and Jaden is occasionally. But speaking on Nickeil Alexander-Walker specifically, this man's taking Jamal Murray 94 feet with a smile on his face. With a smile on his face, frustrating everybody on the perimeter. He's switching off on MPJ. He's switching off on KCP. He's doing a number on Jamal Murray with a smile on his face. Every defensive possession of game two, it seemed like he was right there, whether he was getting a block, whether he was getting a steal, whether he was getting a good contest, whether he was just frustrating guys and forcing turnovers one way or another. He was there every play. And it's like, if you could take that weight off of and off of Jaden McDaniels and move these guys maybe over to Michael Porter Jr., Nuggets got a problem on their hands. Problem. Nickeil is so pivotal for this Wolves team. He's pivotal in this series. His defense has been spectacular. His ability, again, to make timely shots down the stretch of games when the other team is getting momentum. He makes a big three or he gets a big time steal and makes a layup or dunk in transition. Like, the numbers aren't going to, oh my gosh, he had 40 and 30. And, you know, he's not going to do all of that. At least not yet. We've seen him have, you know, random offensive exposure here and there in the regular season, maybe 25 or 20 somewhere. You know, he might do that here and there. But for the most part, the numbers aren't going to be super eye-popping. But when you watch, it's about the eye test. The eye test tells you, yo, he's all over the floor every possession. And when you need a big-time shot, he can do that too. He is a special player for this Wolves team. And I just had that as the take because I don't think I do a good enough job talking about his importance to this team. Shout out to Naw. Shout out to Nickeil Alexander-Walker. Bruh, you got it. You got it. I'm not about to. Next time I mention the best wing defender on this team, I got to mention three players. I got to mention Ant. I got to mention Jaden. And I got to mention Nickeil Alexander-Walker because at this point, I trust all three of these guys to take the best wing defender or the best offensive wing on the opposite team. I trust it. Whatever you want to go with, coach, whichever one, go ahead. I trust it because all of these guys defend at a level I don't know if we've seen on one team. This is take number three because it's just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. Take number three, Cat is back. Now, yes, he's been back. Yes, I know he's been back. Yes, before you guys RDC, he's been in the lineup. He's been playing. So this is what I mean when I say Cat is back. Because when he first came back, he wasn't Cat yet. You know, he wasn't Cat yet. He had an 11-point game. He had like a 10-point game, couple rebounds, couple of assists, right, as I look at the numbers right now. Then you got a 19-point game, okay. You got a 12-point game, couple rebounds, eight rebounds. You got an 18-point game, 18 and 13. That was the first kind of sign, okay. Now, this is the Cat that we're accustomed to. He's starting to, you know, find his groove and really get his feet in underneath him. You know, when he first came back again, it takes time to knock that rust off. And I feel like he was taking a lot of time. Not a lot of time. Let me rephrase. I feel like it took time to knock a little bit of the rust off. It took a few games, two, three, looked like about five games before he was able to fully be himself. But he's fully back now. We saw it the last game four of the Suns series. 28 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists when they really needed him to step up and play big on the road. Him and Anthony Edwards kind of took that game over. Game one against Denver, 20-4-3, shooting 8 of 13 from the field. But most recently, this last game, game two, 27, 12 rebounds, shooting 10 of 15 from the field. Great timing. He's back. Now, he playing at a high level. Anthony Edwards is playing at a high level. Naz Reid is playing at a high level. The role players are playing at a high level. Tough to beat. This is why they haven't lost a game in the playoffs yet. Because when one player doesn't step up and play their best offensively, someone else is filling in the gaps. And now Cat is balling at this level. And most importantly, he's playing composed. Western Conference in trouble. Western Conference is in trouble.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Last take of the day. Last take of the day. Whoever wins this series is going to the NBA Finals. I felt this way before. I was just waiting to say it. It's nice to feel like the Wolves are going to win this series before I say it. Whoever wins this series is going to the Finals. This is the Western Conference Finals right here, in my personal opinion. Now, that's not to disrespect the Dallas Mavericks or disrespect the Oklahoma City Thunder. That's not to disrespect the star power that is on both of those teams. I just believe even when they're healthy, the Wolves match up great against both of those teams. If there was a team that this Wolves team was going to lose to, it was going to be the Denver Nuggets. Now, it's still possible that they could lose. I just can't foresee it after winning the first two games in Denver, because I don't think there's any way in this world Denver comes out here to Minnesota and gets two games. It's not happening. I don't think that's happening. I think if it's not a sweep, you go back to Denver down 3-1. And I think the series is over with at that point, me personally. But back to how they match up with other teams. I mean, the Mavs right now, Luka's a little banged up. He's not, you know, not playing the best of his ability. He has no real lift on his jump shot. And that's the problem. He is their best player, right? And then as far as, okay, and even if he was healthy, I still like the matchup with Rudy Gobert and Karl-Anthony Towns dominating inside. I still do. They also, I don't believe, have any real answers for Anthony Edwards on the perimeter. I just don't see it. And then you look at OKC. I think OKC has some wing dogs now. They got some guys out there that can defend. Shea, he can score the basketball with some of the best. We're not taking away from what he can do with the basketball in his hands, right? Incredible player. They're the one seed for a reason. We don't want to disrespect them, but my biggest issue with them is their front line. Same thing I've said before, right? They are going to have a tough time dealing with Karl-Anthony Towns, Naz Reid, and Rudy Gobert. All they really have is Chet down there. And Chet, as great as he is, he's a little on the skinny side, a little on the slim side. And when you're dealing with those guys, 3 7-foot guys that, you know, have that mass and that muscle, hey, man, it's going to be a lot to deal with on a consistent basis throughout a 7-game series. You're going to get the best of them here and there, but throughout a 7-game series, that takes a toll on you. I think that they are missing a true center, a Steven Adams type, maybe a Nurkic type, somebody that can really go down there and bang and get rebounds and kind of move people around. All you got is Chet down there. I see Anthony Edwards attacking the basket without any fear. I see Rudy, Naz Reid, and Kat doing a lot of the same thing. You know, offensive rebounds, putbacks all series long. Again, I believe in their wing defenders. I believe in their wing players. These guys can shoot. They can facilitate and attack the basket. But I think the biggest difference is going to be, I think the Wolves would dominate the boards. I think they would dominate inside. And I think at the end of the day, Anthony Edwards is going to get whatever he wants. I still believe that. So I think the best matchup for the Wolves is over in that Eastern Conference. And we'll get to that if that time comes. But I think their best matchup is over in that Eastern Conference. And I think we all know who I'm talking about when I say that. So I say that to say, whoever wins this series is going to the Finals. I feel the same way about Denver with Jokic. Neither one of these teams has an answer for Jokic. I'm not even sure any one of these teams has a true answer for Jamal Murray when it comes to off-ball actions and the 1-5 screen and roll, like how the Wolves have kind of figured that out. It's been impressive. So that's why I say both of these teams have the ability to beat whoever comes out between OKC and the Mavs. That's just how I see it. So I believe this is the Western Conference Finals. And it looks like, for all intents and purposes, the Wolves going to the Finals. I could be wrong. Don't want to jinx it. Knock on wood. But I just, that's what I think. That's what I think. That's all I have for y'all today, man. Thank y'all for tuning in to this week's episode of 4 Wolves Takes. Man, listen, man, this has been crazy. I'm almost at a loss for words, man. Like, I'm done with the Wolves in 6. I might as well just say Wolves in 4 or Wolves in 5 every series now, because at this point, You're making me look crazy for predicting that they'd win in more games. It's insane, but I'm loving it. What else is there to say, y'all? Let's finish the job here. I'll catch y'all next time.